WGH Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Live at 5, the show with no name. I'm Nate Redmond, along with my friends Terry Tackett. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
And Pastor Craig. Hello.
Hello, hello.
And it's good to be with you guys once again here on our favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WGH Radio. And it's halfway decent spring day out there today, isn't it, guys?
Not bad.
Yeah, nice drive in here. I didn't come across any sleet or snow today.
That was nice. Yeah.
So, well, Terry, how's your weekend, buddy?
Not bad. I mean, work, but not too bad. I mean, I did get to enjoy myself a little bit Sunday before I had to go in. Got to the Easter festivities with the family. And
very nice.
Yeah, lunchtime. So,
did you happen to have ham?
We did.
Yes, we did. I had ham Sunday as well.
We you know, and I asked my sister about that, and of course, with her, it's there's no argument. It's ham and period. You know, not in the discussion.
Now,
she didn't want to hear about having anything else. But
now, mashed potatoes, or did you? Or?
She makes these really good. We have them, and it was hard to. My brother-in-law was telling me there was a few things that he went to the grocery store. They were out of cream cheese.
Yes, there's a run on cream cheese.
But she makes these really good cheesy potatoes that we had those.
Oh,
she makes them
yeah.
in the crock pot. They're really, really
with
good.
With hash browns or diced?
Yes.
With
and
hash
browns. He said he had to go to three stores to even get hash browns.
It's crazy,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. There was cream cheese, hash browns, and there was something else. There was like three things. But it was the most kind of obscure things you could think of to be out of.
Yeah.
But he said like one Kroger's had none. Oh, Cheese Whiz.
Okay.
One Kroger's had none, and the other Kroger had like six cases of it. So I don't know if the distribution's just not.
The distribution must be a little off.
Something, yeah. But he said it was weird. He said those were the three hardest things he had to find. So
I know Tyson's chicken. Everybody's been out of Tyson's chicken. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere. Not Walmart. Not Kroger's.
Right.
I haven't been to Save-A-Lot to see if they might save me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, pretty good. Pretty good Easter.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Pastor Craig, you've been busy.
Yeah, my weekend started on Thursday.
You've had some trials and tribulations.
So last week, you know, I kind of teased a little bit. I said I'm going to visit a museum.
I'm
not going to tell you which one.
Right?
But I'm going to visit a museum in Marion.
Yeah.
So Thursday morning, I get up and I'm thinking, all right, I've got a delivery to do and some cleanings to do, and then I'm going to take the afternoon off and visit my museum. Well, a couple of weeks previous, I had a cavity come out on one of my molars, and it was actually kind of like a filling. I mean, I had a filling fall out, and it was actually kind of a large filling. So it's been in the back of my mind, I need to get that fixed. I need to get that fixed. Well, Thursday morning, I set out. I'm going to make a delivery. I'm outside of Fredericktown, and I got a flat tire on my truck. And we don't carry spare tires or jacks on, you know, because it's kind of a big truck, heavy truck. So I was stranded by the road for a couple of hours. And then I was supposed to come in Thursday and do
swap shop.
So I had to call Adam and let him know that I wasn't going to be there for swap shop because I had to. So by the time I got on the road and everything, I said, well, I'm not going to make the museum today, but I'll go tomorrow because I'll get all my work done this afternoon. So when I'm eating dinner Thursday night, darned if that tooth that had the filling fall out didn't break like about a third of the tooth off. So now I got two-thirds of a tooth that's got a big hole in it, and I'm going, uh-oh, this is not good. So I think, well, I don't know. If I can get into the dentist on Friday morning, I'll have them pull what's left of that tooth, and then I'll go to the museum. So I also had gotten a call on Thursday from a listener who listened to the replay of Swap Shop and wanted to know if I still had that lawnmower for free.
Yeah.
That
okay.
It needed work. And I said, yeah, I have it, and I'll deliver it to you Friday. So Friday morning I get up, call the dentist. They can see me at 9:30. I go deliver the lawnmower, go to the dentist, and they pull the tooth. Now, I had a stroke last summer, so I'm taking a medicine that it's not a blood thinner, but it's an anticoagulant. It like makes it harder for your blood to clot, so you don't get blood clots and have another stroke. But the problem with the medicine is, like, if you cut yourself, you know, you bleed for 4 hours. So they pulled my tooth out, and I told them I was on the medicine, and, well, guess what? I was having problems with bleeding all day long. So I didn't make it to the museum on Friday. Saturday, I had to work because I'd missed a lot of work the previous 2 days. My son was down in Bristol for that NASCAR race on the mud track. You know, I don't know if you follow NASCAR or anything, but they went down to Bristol for that. So I had to work Saturday. So long and the short of it is, I never made it to the museum. So my goal is to go this week.
All right.
Get new tires on the truck.
And here's the other thing. The size tire that I needed when I called for the tire repair, they didn't have a regular all-season tread in that size. All they had was a mud tire in that size. And the girl goes, I don't know if you'll want that. And I said, look, I'm stranded by the side of the road.
I'll take anything.
I don't want a Fred Flintstone it the rest of the day. Right. So I'll take anything. So I got the mud tire. But Saturday, I have to tell you about Saturday, was a good day. I mean, I had to work. But it was a good day. I was down in Greenfield, Ohio, which Greenfield, Ohio is about 10 miles outside of Washington Courthouse. And I saw they had the Paxton Restaurant home-cooked meals. I said, that's what I want. So I went in there on Saturday, and it's just a small little diner, real nice, clean place. They only have like 10 tables there, and they've got 6 seats at the counter. You know, it's like the old-fashioned diner. They got a counter there and everything. And so I sat down, and I ordered a Reuben with coleslaw and macaroni salad. Well, the Reuben was really good, but I didn't really think it through. And the Reuben is not the best sandwich to order when you had a tooth pulled the day before.
Oh, no.
So there I was eating my Reuben, you know, chewing on one side, you know. And so, but it was a very good Reuben. So Paxton Restaurant, Greenfield, Ohio, highly recommend it.
Okay, great.
And for Easter, all we had was ham.
That's what you have is ham, yeah. And you dressed up nice for Easter.
Why, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I
saw a picture, Pastor Craig. He had a matching tie on. Ah. I couldn't tell what the tie said. What did the tie say?
It had, you know, the fish symbol, you know, the fish symbol. And that's all over the tie. And then it said, I'm hooked on Jesus.
Oh, okay. So let's see. Starting Thursday, we decided to go out to Applebee's. Well, they have these new bowls that they have out there. And so I decided to try one of them. And the one I ordered had mashed potatoes for a base, then crispy chicken tenders, and then green beans, and some rice, and gravy. And you might think that's an odd mixture, which I thought it was odd ordering it, but I thought, I'm going to go ahead and try it. Really good. The mashed potatoes in the base was just fantastic. I mean, really good. So I went out to Applebee's and checked that out. We sat at the bar because we were hoping to get free salsa and chips. Well, now it's a dollar. So we went ahead and paid the dollar.
Yeah,
we got out the buck.
People like you made it so I couldn't give it away.
Right. Because just abused the system.
So
that was on Thursday. Well, Friday, my wife had the day off for Good Friday. And so we decided to do something different. I'd never been to Roscoe Village before in Coshocton. And so looked at the directions on how to go. So you just go 229 into Mount Vernon, continue on 229, take that till it dead ends into 36, and take that into Coshocton. It's about an hour and a half drive from Waldo. So we said, okay, cool, let's check that out. So there was a lot of pretty countryside on the way over there. Well, someone, a private residence, has a tractor that is a fountain in their pond. They have this thing rigged up, and then out the stack, Yeah, Alpha Stack is shooting the water. Coolest thing. So that was on our way in. Well, we get to Roscoe Village, and we looked up ahead of time. We decided to eat at one of their famous restaurants over there, which is The Warehouse. And so went in there, and it is a really cool place to eat. Really is. And I got the Reuben. Pastor Craig had the Reuben, so I got the Reuben. It was good. But we got a really unique appetizer. We got tater tots loaded with barbecue pulled pork and cheese and sour cream and bacon bits all on this appetizer, which ended up being really, really good. And my wife's the next time I come over, I'm just getting that. She got, let's see, some sort of chicken Alfredo is what she got. And she liked it pretty good, but she said the appetizer is what was really, really good. And so we checked that out. And then we started down through the different shops that were open because we made sure we got through all. So there's lots of fancy little shops to go into. Well, one of them ended up being too fancy for us. We couldn't see in the window of this one store. It said Ohio State stuff and knickknacks. We thought, oh, this is our kind of store. Well, we go in there, and it's just a regular old jewelry store with high-priced stuff behind glass. As soon as I walked in, I knew it was out of my price range and not someplace I wanted to be.
You ain't
in
no thrift store anymore, Nate.
Ain't no thrift store no more. And the lady would follow you around, each section you would go to. A few items I found priced, and they were out of sight. Most of the stuff didn't even have prices on it. You knew it was way too high.
It said to be continued.
Oh, man. So we stayed in there long enough to be polite, and then we got out of there. But they had one antique shop that was really neat. In fact, upstairs, I found a National Geographic that was the year I was born, March 1985.
Okay.
And I almost bought it, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. But I looked through that, and so that was kind of cool to see the year I was born in the National Geographic.
Do you remember what any of the articles were?
I do remember. Well, hang on. I do have a picture of me holding it up.
Because it would be interesting to know what were the articles.
It's probably. I'm sure there's probably a Jacques Cousteau article. Probably.
There is a picture.
It's got to be Jacques Cousteau.
There is a picture. It says "Storing Up Trouble," and it's a guy wearing a gas mask on the front.
Would that have been? That wouldn't have been Chernobyl, would it?
No.
And
what's the headline? Does it say? I mean,
it just says National Geographic. It says, hazardous waste, storing up trouble. It was a hazardous waste special.
Well, okay. that was back in the day, when the EPA had that super fund where they were going and cleaning up a lot of the hazardous waste dumps.
Okay.
That would have been about the time. I don't know if you even remember that the quote super fund. And they were doing that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I should have bought it.
There was a bunch of those sites I know that they did, yeah. Yeah.
So we went through the shops. Well, they had a leather shop, and I love all things leather. So we went in there, got to talking to the coolest guy. There's his picture. I think his name was Ron.
Okay.
But I'm not for sure.
Ron the Leatherman.
Ron the Leatherman was the coolest guy, and he actually made me this bracelet right here with my name on it.
That's nice.
Stamped the name on it right there while you watched. And he was actually at the Ohio Village, at the Ohio Historical Museum behind there. He was at the leather shop there, I believe, for 30 years.
Wow.
And then before that, he did his apprenticeship down in Virginia at the... let's see. It's the famous one in Virginia. Now I can't think of it. I'll think of it after a while.
Colonial Williamsburg.
Colonial Williamsburg was where he did his apprenticeship. So he's been in leather literally for years. He's been at Roscoe Village for 17 years.
Wow.
And he actually drives from the Columbus area every day. to his leather shop. I said, wow. I said, do you ever wish you could get a hotel over here? No, I just cruise along. It's fine, you know. And he was just the neatest guy to talk to. He was talking about different things. I bought a little coaster. He had stamped the seal of the state of Ohio on the coaster. So that was pretty neat. And but then he had stuff that was just out of sight that I couldn't afford either. He had some belts, and they were $30 to $35, which you go over to Amish country and I can find leather belts for $20. So I thought, oh, I really don't want to spend that if I can go to Amish country and get it for $20. But they were very nice belts for $30. And like I said, everything, you know, made right there and everything. So the leather shop was one of the highlights. And then, of course, my wife liked it because they had a candy shop. And they had all sorts of candies you can imagine. Sugar babies, sugar daddies. I mean,
sugar mama.
Yeah, sugar, anything you can imagine they had over there. And chocolates and I finally found, it's been a long time since I had had a Fifth Avenue candy bar. Because they're hard to find anymore. Mm-hmm. So I bought a Fifth Avenue candy bar, and she bought some sort of sour type thing. But the candy store was neat. So the leather store and the candy store, Roscoe Village, was a highlight. So that was our Friday. Saturday, we just went to Mansfield and went back to Cheddar's, which is always a good meal. I got their pot pie. That was good. They give you a big old spoon and you just scoop it
out. Is that medicinal pot pie?
It is. Yeah, what is today, 420? Today is 420. So there you go. No, it was just it was a regular pot pie. But
what do you mean? Do you scoop it yourself, or I mean?
Well, they have the crust on the top, but it's so deep that they have all the goop. They have all the goop down at the bottom. They give you a spoon, and it turns into almost like a little soup.
Okay, because I have to try, because I've ate there, but I've never had that before.
It's good. Now the crust is good. I just like to pick off the crust and just eat little bits of it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. And then Sunday was, of course, Easter, and I tried out my new suit.
And your new shirt.
My new shirt.
You look nice.
Thank you. And my new shirt, I was telling you guys about off the air, that this was supposed to be plenty long, but I didn't really check that closely. And I tried it on, and come to find out, it barely tucked into my pants. So I was constantly tucking in when I went to church. So everybody's probably getting a laugh. And then, of course, Mom and Dad had to sit clear at the front of the church. So everybody behind me, who knows what kind of show they were getting.
Yeah. So, Nate, what lesson did we learn from this?
The lesson we learned is to try things on ahead of time.
Either that or pay the extra dollar for the extra material.
That's right. Look for a long, a tall.
If it says clearance, it doesn't always mean it's.
That's right. It doesn't always mean it's clearance.
That's right. It's the old adage, you can pay me now or you can pay me later.
That's right. Because they're going to get you coming or going.
That's right. That's right.
But, yep, so pretty good weekend, and, yeah, a lot of fun. So, anything on your mind, Terry?
Nothing really. I mean, I was ready to get this week over, you know, ready for day off tomorrow.
So. Yep, ready for your day off tomorrow. Got anything planned?
No,
just want to relax.
Sleep. Yes,
sleep in.
Yes.
That's the thing to do.
Yeah.
On a day off from work. Working at Walmart, my days off are Wednesdays and Sundays.
Okay.
And that's what I wanted to do, was sleep in. Because when you get that day off, it's nice to have the day off. And then it would always throw me off when I went back to work the next day, because I got into the day off mode.
Yeah, your rhythm, you know, was kind of...
Yeah, your rhythm. But I still wanted the day off.
Don't blame
me there.
Don't get me wrong, man.
And they'd always have us do the strangest things working for America's biggest retailer.
Yeah.
But so the management there somehow would decide that we were in charge of the front wall in front of the cash registers.
Okay.
And just because they were close to the cash registers, we were in charge of stocking that whole thing and totally rearranging that whole thing. Which meant me getting up on a ladder real high.
Oh, you know what, though? I did forget to mention this, is that we had a little bit of an announcement at work.
Oh, great.
We've owned, my company has owned this land in Delaware for 8 years. And they've decided now they're going to build in Delaware.
Oh.
The Home Depot.
Really?
Yeah. They own land between Meijer and Kohl's.
Nice. Nice area. Right out there on the east side.
To the split.
Heading out
by
east.
By Roosters and
Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would that be on your way to the outlet mall? Is that right?
On your way out to the outlet malls. Yeah.
They've been doing they started off doing a zip code survey, which is kind of how they find out where their clientele's from. And then, like I say, everything with the economy and everything, they just kind of nixed the idea. Well, now
they're going to move.
It looks like they're going to And what happens is these buildings come in a shell. Right. So they basically just fill in the shell, and it takes about 16, 17 weeks to...
You know, that doesn't surprise me, because as big as Delaware is, there's not a Home Depot, there's not a Lowe's...
Which, Pastor Craig, a guy told me this, and this is honest truth, and think about this. He said, where in Delaware, can you go get a washer and dryer?
You can't.
Marion, right. Sunbury, and Marysville.
The closest thing.
Lewis Center.
The closest Home Depot is where you're at. The closest Menards is down there also.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a Lowe's inside. So actually, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
He said that, and I mean, literally, I racked my brain and I said, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
He said, now. The only place that they did have, of course, you'll pay a ton of money for it, is they do have one of those like Rent-A-Centers or something, but who wants to do that?
Yeah, do that.
But yeah. I guess in this area, supposedly, the lady that was telling us this that they're going to build this also said, I guess there's 30 lots that they're going to put these new homes on, and they've sold already 17 of these 30 lots.
Wow. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
$50,000 a piece for these lots.
Well, somebody's making money.
That's just for the lot. Now you got to build your house on top of this lot.
Oh, my. Wow.
So, but the way she said is, I guess it's going to be an actual full-fledged community.
Okay.
So
that's going to surround the home?
Yeah, well, I guess, I don't know. The way I'm understanding it, maybe behind it, there's going to be like... all these new townhouses and condos and things like that, which is...
So the next question, are you going to transfer?
Well, that's...
or will you get dibs on the first job?
I've been pondering that all day, as a matter of fact. I thought about that, and usually how that works is there's usually a sign-up sheet. And what they do is they usually take... the allotment is 10 people usually per store that live in that area. Which I think there's 12 stores in our district, so that'd be 120. They usually try to keep about 115 to 120 associates. So
you would get first.
Well, I don't know if I'd get first dip, but I mean, I would definitely get asked. I think, but then I'm starting to think, okay, maybe, but then maybe not. What if they say we'll give you X amount of dollars to stay? Because I'm not upset. I mean, I like it,
Yeah, you've been at the same store, right? 23 years.
I mean, if they said, I'm not opposed to staying, definitely not. I mean, I'm comfortable. I mean, I got the days off that I want now.
And you probably get along with the management, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, which I don't know what'll happen in that case. We were joking and said, no, because we have some really good managers. And we said, the one guy lives in Delaware and said, oh, he'd be a great store manager. And I said, well, typically how that works is they'll bring somebody in from Chicago that you've never met before or something, or something like that. And, but my store manager there has built a brand new house in Sunbury. So I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Go to that store. I wouldn't be surprised. So.
Okay. Well, that's
which
that's
if he goes and he asked me to go, I would probably go. Yeah. But the money would be.
If they said, "Oh, Terry, we'll give you X amount of dollars to stay."
Yeah, it would be a tough choice. Because then you got to go and you got to say, okay, well, what days am I going to have? Am I going to have the same days off? Am I going to have the same shift? Because I like getting off at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. And that's your fixed time?
Yeah, and I don't want to give that up. Because I did 15 or 20 years of...
Second shift?
Oh, just different shit. And it wasn't for me.
Or swing shifts?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, and I'm really acclimated. I mean, my lifestyle, when I was really acclimated on the 6 to 3, you know, and I just don't think I can go back to...
You can go back to the swing shifts.
It almost kills me to go in at Kroger. I'm like, man, who goes in at night? I'm kidding. But it's so different. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's so different working at night there and during the day there.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it's like...
I used to do 4 to midnight.
Oh,
that's a rough shift.
You know, I had... for a while, when I lost a job and I was in between jobs, I worked at Meijer. And I worked, and that's when, I don't know if they still do or not, but the Meijer was open 24 hours.
Yeah, they close at midnight now.
I thought I saw that sign that they close at midnight, but they were open 24 hours. And I worked from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m.
You know, in my time, though, that one year we experimented with it at Home Depot. I worked at the Cleveland Avenue store, and during Memorial Day weekend, we were open 24 hours that whole weekend.
Just
man, and that was fun. Because they were deciding they were going to maybe stay open 24 hours. But that weekend, I think, totally changed their mind. And there were so many people, crazy people that came in, of course, at like 2:30.
But after that dark.
But that weekend, I worked, and I had so much fun. I worked the crate. But, man, it was so fun just, you know. Because they came to me ahead of time and asked me. They said, hey, you know, we're experimenting with this. Would you be interested in doing... Kind of similar to what Pastor Greg, kind of a 8 p.m. to...
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. I want to say 3:30 or 4, something like that, you know. And basically, literally, all you did the whole night was you were just dying, you know, because there was nobody really there, you know.
Yeah.
But the people that did come in, you're like, boy,
whoa,
that kind of...
Yeah. It's a different dynamic in the middle
of
the night.
It sure is, man.
I have a funny story to tell you.
Go ahead.
Well, so when I worked at this Meijer from 7 a.m. to... Or 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. I was in my much younger days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was maybe a little mischievous. So when I finally got another job and I put in my notice, the last night that I was there at Meijer, at 5 till 3 in the morning, there was a girl that worked in my department with me. And I told her, I said, you watch out. Because at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's almost nobody there. Mm-hmm. And we knew which people were store security. I mean, you know which are the store security. So I said, watch out, just cover for me. And so, you know those rolls of shrink wrap? Well, I tied one end of the shrink wrap to one big display aisle of product, and I ran all around that display and I shrink wrapped the whole aisle. It was about up to 6 feet high. And then went and clocked out, 3 a.m. And then the girl that was the lookout, she was staying until 7 a.m. because she came on later. She called me when she got off at 7 a.m. And she said it was so funny. She said nobody even noticed it for like 45 minutes. And about 3:45, one of the security came by and he just stood there and just looked at it. And so she went up and she said, I don't know how it happened. And he goes, it must have been that guy that tonight was his last night.
Now, see, our tradition kind of is to do that with people that are leaving, you know, getting other jobs or whatever. And that what they do is they'll shrink wrap them to a cart.
Okay.
To one of those flatbed push carts, and they put the shrink wrap and then they push them around the store, and that's kind of their
that's their farewell.
Yeah.
What is it about shrink wrap?
I don't know. It's multi-versatile.
On people's last day, we used to also shrink wrap the cars.
We've done that before.
Pastor Craig got a bag, and he's got a
goodies.
Good for me. And what's in the bag?
Now, admittedly, you know, it's been sitting here for a while, so if you don't want to eat it right now, if you need to heat it up first, it won't hurt my feelings. But you remember I told about Edison Quick Stop, which they, you know, now they call it American Grub, Edison Quick Stop.
Uh-huh.
Well, Wednesday is their Wiener Wednesday, where they have a special on all beef hot dogs. And
is this the place that named one after you?
Yes, this is the one place that named one after me, and this is it. This is an official Craig dog.
Oh.
So what you have there is an all-beef hot dog, barbecue sauce, bacon, and smoked cheddar cheese.
Oh, man, that looks great. Yeah.
Where is my camera?
And I couldn't find it in Weight Watchers, but it can't be more than a point or two.
There it is. There it is.
The Craig dog. You'll have to send me that picture, Nate.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Me too. I'm not scared if it's a little cold.
So I hope you like it.
The Craig dog.
Yeah. Now, it's not officially on their menu, but if you ask for it, they'll know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Great.
Top notch.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Great.
1 out of 5, I give it a 5.
Yes.
So that
very good.
That is the American Grub Edison Quick Stop in Edison, Ohio. It's right on 95. It's right at the traffic light on 95. And it
used to be called, what, the Quick Stop, you said, or something,
right? Yeah, it was called just the Quick Stop. Mm-hmm. But they had all this different food in there, and they didn't feel that the name really told what they did, so they added American Grub.
Okay.
So you'll see that sign on the store. American
Well, because at one time I almost missed it. I didn't even realize it was a convenience store. I thought it was just a building. And then I had somebody with me one day, and they said, "No, stop. We'll get a pop." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't even know you could get."
So if you stop in there, tell Monica and Clancy that I sent you.
Okay.
Monica and Clancy.
And we'll get a discount.
Well, probably not.
But you'll get an official Craig dog.
You get a Craig dog. There you go, folks. Check out the Craig dog.
Hot off the grill.
Oh, I stopped by Marengo and tried one of the pizza places there.
How was it? Did you get the one that's delivery or pickup only?
Yeah, I went to Pizza To Go. Pizza To Go, and we were coming back out of home from Coshocton, and it was getting near supper time again, and so they opened at 5 o'clock. Well, we get there right at 5 o'clock, so I decided to go in and personally do my order.
Okay.
So I walk in, they said, "Do you have a delivery, or I mean a pickup?" And I said, "No, I'm going to order if that's okay." They said, "Not a problem." So they write down my order, which was a – did we order – hang on. I got a picture here. I'm trying to remember if we ordered all pepperoni. No, we ordered half pepperoni, half sausage. And so they said, "Well, that'll be about 15 minutes. So we just waited in the parking lot, and 15 minutes later, walked right in, got the pizza, and we ate it right there in the car.
So you got a picture of that?
Oh, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, this is Pizza To Go pizza.
Oh, looks great.
You talk about good sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce is good. So over in Marengo, you cannot eat in, but you can eat in your car. And it's a good place to eat.
Speaking of Marengo, 3 doors down from Pizza To Go is another place that I mentioned on the air. It used to be an ice cream store, and it had been changing hands, and it's now a Mexican place.
Mm.
It's called Sombrero's Mexican Grill.
Mm.
And I stopped in there yesterday, and I had their, what did I have? Oh, enchiladas. And, no, it wasn't. It was, oh, man. See, this is what happens when you get old. Your mind starts to go.
And this happening to me now, and I'm 37.
Oh, I had their quesadilla.
Oh,
thank you,
yeah,
their
quesadilla.
And it was a good-sized quesadilla. It was cheese, tomato, and onion. And then they gave you lettuce, tomato, and sour cream on the side. Mm. It was good. It was really good. And it's real Mexicans that run it, you know. They speak English and they speak Spanish, so this is, you know, it's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
They had a couple of things on their menus, like in the drinks, that I didn't even know what they were.
Oh.
I mean, it was like Mexican drinks of some kind, and I didn't know what it was. And, you know, I didn't want to be the dumb gringo that said, "What's that?" So, you know.
you wanted to appear that you knew what you were doing.
That's right. So I got the raspberry iced tea, but. So anyway, so that was a good experience.
Yeah. So there's a couple places there. Marengo, just a nice little drive, not too far from here. And Pizza To Go. So
a guy I work with, I mentioned that because he lives in Marengo, and he mentioned that place.
Okay, yeah, gotta try it.
And he knew that Wildcat Pizza in Richwood too. He said that's really good. Of course, we've talked about that.
Yeah,
that's next on my hit list.
This weekend, we're going to do a little road trip before we do the power washing on the house. We're going to head north to Green Springs, Ohio.
Where's that?
That is just in the middle of nowhere, straight up, if you know where Marion Melmore Road is, off of Route 4. Mm-hmm. And make a left there and just take that straight. And it's up towards the lake, actually. Green Springs, Ohio, and there's a little diner called Papa Jimmy's. And it's supposed to be really, really good. We find these obscure little out-of-the-way places.
But they're great.
They're wonderful. Yeah. These just little mom and pops, yeah. and they're just waiting for you to try them.
Yeah.
They really are. And just like over in Edison. The Craig dog.
Get a Craig dog on Wednesdays. Wednesday is Wiener Wednesday. Get a Craig dog.
Absolutely. And you will not be disappointed, I'll tell you that. I give it a 5 out of 5 bellies. Good stuff. It's 5:47. You're listening to Live at 5, the show with no name, on this April the 20th.
Now, on that, though, did you say they still incorporate Quick Stop in it? They just put American Grill?
Yeah. Okay. They still kept the name Edison Quick Stop because, you know, that people know that, but they just added the American Grill.
Okay.
Kind of like Live at 5, okay. The show with no name. It's American Grub, Edison Quick Stop.
Okay.
American Grub. What's a good rhyme? American Grub. Can't think of anything right off. I was going to try to be clever, but anyhow.
Well, so much for that.
So much for that. Yeah,
after you eat a Craig dog, you'll need to go get in a tub.
An American Grub.
So, Nate, you're talking about power washing your house this weekend.
Yeah.
You're talking about going to Green Springs this weekend.
Yeah.
How's that grass in your yard looking?
Grass is looking a little long. It's looking a little long, except for the side yard, which is the main part. It's not getting quite long yet. It's the front that's getting long. So I'm thinking, well, can I get away with just cutting the front and not cutting the rest? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But that might have to be on the list on Saturday, too. I don't know. I'm hoping to wait. We'd at least like to wait until next week. I mean, I really, really would.
But now let's think about this. You're going to power wash the house but not mow the grass? Wouldn't you mow the grass and then power wash the house? It's almost like taking a shower, but...
And then stomping through mud.
Right.
Well, I figure the grass is going to blow at it all summer long. So, but your point is it's going to be wet.
That's right. Well,
so then all the grass is going to stick.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, so you're going to have...
So no, the answer is I can't mow grass on Saturday. There's no way. Because that's a very good point. It's not going to work.
But you're going to have this beautiful, shiny house, and the first time you mow, guess what? It's going to be stained again. So you're going to have to power wash the house again.
You're going to have this beautifully power washed house, and you're going to have 3-foot-tall grass.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to drive by and go, that's a beautiful house that's been abandoned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's for sale.
Yeah.
I bet you if I stuck a for
they're
sale
They're looking
sign
at Nate's windows. Is anybody in there?
Yeah. Is it abandoned?
You know, and already thinking, we could put a pool in the back, and we could put... But the first thing is we got to cut that grass.
Yeah. Of course, if I leave it too long, I'm going to have what happened to my neighbor's house, and they have to rake. So I really don't want to have to rake, even more than I don't want to mow grass. I don't want to have to rake. And then we have 2 push mowers we've gone through, and we've broke both of them.
The object is, Nate, to pick the stuff up out of your yard first The mower doesn't run well over horseshoes and metal objects, and you know you have to clean that stuff up first,
and then go for it.
You're right.
Well, the one cord snapped. You know when you're trying to pull it. So that cord snapped. Well, the other one's about to snap, but that's okay because it won't start anyways.
Hey, maybe Williams Grass Cutters that advertises on WWGH could come out and give me a hand.
I'm sure they could.
If they're listening, I'm sure they'd be happy.
They'd be happy to help. There you go. Great segue.
Little plug for them. Yeah.
While we're plugging people, Rick's Waldo Barbershop, which you mentioned last hour because he sponsors your show, and you mentioned that he has a lot of military like memorabilia in it,
right?
But more than that, I mean, you know, you say military memorabilia and people don't always know what all that includes. He has in there a military motorcycle. Now, how often do you see one of those? And I don't know my military motorcycles, so I can't say, like, you know, it's a such and such,
right,
you know, from such and such. But I don't know how much you know about it.
I don't.
But it's sitting right there by the chair.
Yep.
And when was the last time you were in a barbershop and saw a motorcycle of any kind inside? And now he's got a military motorcycle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Which are even more rare, you know. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I still don't know how in the world he got it through his door. Because it's a narrow door.
Maybe it is. So, maybe they built the shop around them. No.
But, you know, it's
or
just
maybe
a nice...
maybe it came in pieces, and then once it got in, they assembled it.
Could be.
I don't know.
It's just a nice old-timey type barbershop that you would just expect from back when, you know. He's got the old-time counter. He's got a brand new open sign now, I noticed the other day. Brand new open sign in the window.
Maybe a few of our listeners are coming down to support him, and he's doing better.
Yeah. Brand new open sign. He's got the old barbershop pole out front.
Okay.
And he puts a open flag to flutter in the breeze when he's open, and it's
a friend of mine that I've known forever lives here in Marion. He came in Home Depot and he said that's where he gets his haircut too.
He's
seen a couple more of my friends down there, but he hadn't seen the one guy in a long time. He said he heard this voice and he recognized him. So he yells out my friend's name, Dan, and he who is that? And it turns out it's so they've known each other for a long time. He just didn't know, you know, that was him. And
so
they kind of reconnected at the barber shop.
That's kind of the way it used to be. But way back when my grandpa used to tell me stories about going to the barber shop, you know, you just talk with friends, and
it was kind of the central hangout place.
It really was.
Yeah,
it was funny because
for women, it was the place to gossip. And no, I'm just kidding.
When I got my hair cut last week, I got there like 8:05. He opens at 8:00 on Wednesday mornings, and I got there like 8:05. So I'm thinking to myself, hey, maybe I got the first appointment of the day. Well,
wrong,
yeah. I walked in, and sure enough, he had somebody in the chair already. And I said, well, you know, I mean, somebody else had the same idea. I was only there waiting for 5 minutes. It was 8:10, and another guy walks in, and he goes, oh, I thought I was early enough to get the first appointment.
Wrong.
He goes, and I'm third in line.
I tell you what, honestly, I did that one day at the license bureau. They opened at 8, and literally, I was sitting in the parking lot 8:05. I walk in the door, and I'm still fifth in line.
Yeah.
Now, how does that happen?
When was the last time you were in there? Did you just say, when was the last time?
Well, the last time I got my license renewed in Delaware, so it would have been the time before.
Have you been in there since they've added the seats, the seating?
Was that the one in Delaware? I think
you go in.
Because I was in the hallway and I was seated.
Okay, you go in, you grab your number, and you sit down.
Oh, yeah, the one in Marion. Yeah.
You go in and sit down, and the one in Delaware is that way now, too.
Yeah, I think all of them are.
Yeah, they're added seats. You don't have to just stand there anymore.
Well, you know.
Unless they're out of seats.
You know, come to Mount Gilead, because in Mount Gilead, you know, it doesn't matter what time you show up, there'll be at most two people there, you know.
Well, somebody, a friend of mine had told me years ago, he said, go to LaRue. There you go. And I said, they got, he said, they have a, he said, you're not restricted to just Mary. Right. He said, you can go to anywhere and get,
right.
And he, and I'm almost 99% positive. He told me he went to LaRue.
Yeah.
I used to go to Upper Sandusky.
Upper Sandusky.
And I'd get right in and out too.
Really?
And they were nice up there. So, you know, sometimes they're kind of stern. The people that work there are kind of stern. Well, in Upper, they were just so friendly. You know?
Well, I went to this place down by where I worked, didn't even know about it. It's right there by LaZelle Road.
Oh, okay.
It's back. There's a little shopping plaza back there that has an O. I'm saying this wrong. OBMV. Yeah, OBMV, Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Yeah. Well, they had one of those back there. So once again, I pulled in kind of early, but this time the lady seen me, and a guy tried to come in front of me. She's like, "No, I seen that guy on the parking lot." So they ended up taking me first, and I was like, "Yeah, victory for me." Right. So I'm looking at the other guy.
You know. Yeah, I had to get a new license this year. Of course, they send them in the mail now.
Yeah.
And the pictures are black and white now on the front. I don't like the black and white.
You need all sorts of stuff, too, to get. I mean, boy, I keep the stuff in my car now, but, man, they want everything. They want your, you know, a utility bill. They want a credit card, you know, whatever. And, man.
Now, I did get the one where I didn't care because I don't fly.
Yeah, I wanted to get that one.
Did you get that one?
So you have got two different levels.
Yeah, I got that one.
And if you want, that's right. If you want the one where you can fly, you know, they got, you have to have the utility bill.
Well, only because. Like I say, I've been chatting with this, and she wants me to come to the Philippines.
So. Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah, you better fly. Yeah.
Somebody wants you to come to the Philippines.
Yeah.
Oh, so one of those.
Yeah.
Things. Yeah.
So, okay. Of course, you can't find a cheap flight there. Dun. You cannot find a flight there. Cheap. Dun, dun.
Terry says.
Well, I didn't. It's so weird how things work. You know, of course, we take a lot of things for granted here. Just real quick, I know we're getting ready to get off here, but we're talking one day in the midst of COVID. She's talking to me, and she said they're on a lockdown there and stuff. And I said, what's that mean? She said, well, we have a curfew at 10 o'clock. And I said, so how do you guys treat a curfew at 10 o'clock? I said, because we still have people that go out after 10, you know. And she said, hold on a second. She pans the phone out. She said, you see that guy out there? And out there in this field, like this military guy kind of pacing back and forth, M16 on his shoulder. She said, if you can get by him, you can stay out past 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, okay. And I said, so... What happens? Do people still? She said, "Oh yeah, people still try it." And I said, "Oh my gosh!" And like then she pans over here, and over here is like a military one of those trucks, you know, with the bar, the military, you know. It was crazy, man. I said, "Oh my gosh, man!" I said, "Is this common for you know?" And she said, "Right now, yes."
Man, wow.
Because tourism, she said, is like 89% of their economy or something like that. And she said that in order for them to get back to that level, they had to take drastic measures because they had a lot of their country that was unvaccinated and just they opened up too soon and things like that. So they had to go with these strict lockdowns again and stuff. But man, it was so I'm out there looking and like I say, her phone's but she's hitting the button to try to like zoom in on this guy. And you just see his face like. And, oh my God!
Stern looking fellow.
Yeah.
Wow.
With an M16. So.
Well, I think it's been a pretty good show today, even though I produced it.
And what? This is your second year in radio, Nate. So. Yeah.
But anyhow, thank you for the Craig Dog, yes, Pastor Craig.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Thank you guys for providing. Wonderful entertainment.
Sure, sure.
Yes, absolutely. It's good sitting across from you guys every week. Thank you. We're here every Wednesday. Yes, not Sunday. Pastor Craig's here Sunday. What time?
9 o'clock.
With?
Study His Word.
And the website?
Is studyhiswordradio.org.
And Terry, what's your email?
TerryTackett48@gmail.com.
My email is RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Our website is noname.show. That's noname.show. Oh, incidentally, if you go up there and check that out, I do have some pictures from Roscoe Village if you'd like to check me out. And check those out. And if you guys...
You're listening to
If you guys would like to send me any... sort of pictures throughout the week of any activities that you are up to... I'll put those up there as well. So you guys feel free to shoot me an email.
Should have sent one of my Oreo Blizzard I had the other day.
Yeah, I'll put that up there. Yeah, we've got pictures from Terry's trip to Susie Q's in Carrington. We got Pastor Craig's visit down to Zanesville to the Muddy Miser. We got
tomorrow might be Wildcat Pizza tomorrow.
Ooh, Wildcat Pizza. Ooh,
in Richwood.
Take you some selfies and some pictures of that pizza and send it to me.
I think I'm
going to
talk to a few people over there and
ask them
how they're why are they so what's so great about this pizza.
There you go. And
and I'm going to try to close out the week getting to that museum.
There you
all
go.
Right. Sounds
or the
good.
Der Dutchman. I'm debating.
You got to go. Oh, I'm not telling you not to go to Wildcat Pizza, but if you
but
go
I can
there
put
for
that on the back burner.
But if you go to that buffet in Plain City, you will not be disappointed, and you will just hit that thing
That's
up.
That's where I'm debating.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, folks. Well, you can tune in once again next week, 5:15 until 6 o'clock. We're here with Live at 5.
The show with no name.
You know, there's nothing like for someone like you or